Health. Namarabado charity organization has enlisted the first 30 elderly persons from Kakamega with the Social Health Authority, SHA, to enable them access medication and medical checkups. The organization partners with Oasis Multi-Specialty Hospital, who conduct weekly medical assessment and treatment for the seniors at Namarabado Center in Kakamega. Namarabado organization will pay monthly premiums for the 30 registered elderly persons to be covered by the medical scheme. The organization's program coordinator Nima Salim urged other willing partners and organizations, including pharmaceutical companies, to partner with Namarabado and provide support to ensure the rest of the elders are covered by the health insurer. Speaking during a medical assessment, Salim said the charity organization supports 300 elders from the county to access nutritious food and medication to live a dignified life. She said medical assessments and treatment are necessary to the elders, who are vulnerable and are susceptible to diseases due to their age and the poor living conditions. One of the beneficiaries of Namarabado Charity Organization Senior Healthcare and Feeding Program, Josephine Tabitha. Photo by Moses Wekesa. The charity organization runs a monthly feeding program for the 300 elders in Kakamega, most of whom have been living in poverty and were unable to afford a meal. The elders receive monthly food donations that include rice, maize flour, sugar, tea leaves, salt, cooking oil and porridge flour. Lisha Badali, an officer at Namarabado, said most of the elderly persons have health complications and require support to access medication. Shila Shilambila Muyonga from Oasis Multi-Specialty Hospital noted that the medical checkup and treatment to the seniors in Kakamega is part of the hospital's corporate social responsibility, CSR. One of the beneficiaries of Namarabado Charity Senior Feeding Program, Stanley Atito, said the program has enabled him to lead a dignified life. He said he receives food at the right time, asking other partners to join in to support other vulnerable elders in the society. Josephine Tabitha, a widow, says the charity organization has enabled her to provide food for her two children and also to access weekly medical checkups and treatment.